God's is not good. A faithful man shall abound with blessings. Acts. While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, Behold, three men seek thee. Arise, therefore, and get thee down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. Then Peter went down to the men which were sent unto him from Cornelius, and said, Behold, I am he whom ye seek. What is the cause wherefore ye are come? And they said, Cornelius the centurion, a just man, and one that feareth God, and of good report among all the nation of the Jews, was warned from God by an holy angel, to send for thee unto his house, and to hear words of thee. And on the morrow Peter went away with them, and certain brethren from Joppa accompanied him. And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him, and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter took him up, saying, Stand up, I myself am also a man. And as he walked with him, he went in, and found many that were come together. And he said unto them, Ye know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company, or to come unto one of another nation. But God hath showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Therefore came I unto you without gainsaying, as soon as I was sent for. I ask, therefore, for what intent ye have sent for me. And Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing, and said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thine alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa, and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of one Simon a tanner by the seaside, who, when he cometh, shall speak unto thee. Immediately, therefore, I sent to thee, and thou hast done well that thou art come. Now, therefore, are we all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. Ephesians. Whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall be received of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. James. My brethren, have not the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. For if there come unto your assembly a man with a gold ring in goodly apparel, and there come in also a poor man in vile raiment, and ye have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, Sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, Stand thou there, or sit under my footstool. Are ye not then partial in yourselves, and are become judges of evil thoughts? If ye fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well. But if ye have respect to persons, ye commit sin, and are convinced of the law as transgressors. For whosoever shall keep the whole law, and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. John. Then said Jesus to the Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free. Jesus answered them, I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus saith unto them, If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Then said they to him, We have one Father, even God. Jesus said unto them, If God were your Father, ye would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. And I seek not mine own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. My father worketh hitherto, and I work. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Luke. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go, show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, and glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. John. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. I and my Father are one. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me, and I in him. 1 Corinthians. This corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. I'll also read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Jesus of Nazareth taught and demonstrated man's oneness with the Father.
That's okay.
And for this we owe him. And for this we owe him endless homage. We cannot bring out the practical proof of Christianity which Jesus required, while error seems as potent and real to us as truth, and while we make a personal devil and an anthropomorphic God our starting points, especially if we consider Satan as being coequal in power with deity, if not superior to him. B. Because such starting points are neither spiritual nor scientific, they cannot work out the spirit rule of Christian healing, which proves the nothingness of error, discord, by demonstrating the all-inclusiveness of harmonious truth. A personal sense of God and of man's capabilities necessarily limits faith and hinders spiritual understanding. Man's true consciousness is in the mental, not in any bodily or personal likeness to spirit. Indeed, the body presents no proper likeness of divinity, though mortal sense would fain have us so believe. Question: what are spirits and souls? Answer: to human belief, they are personalities constituted of mind and matter, life and death, truth and error, good and evil. But these contrasting pairs of terms represent contraries, as Christian Science reveals, which neither dwell together nor assimilate. Truth is immortal. Error is mortal. Truth is limitless. Error is limited. Truth is intelligent. Error is non-intelligent. Moreover, truth is real, and error is unreal. The term souls or spirits is as improper as the term gods. Soul or spirit signifies deity and nothing else. There is no finite soul nor spirit. Soul has infinite resources with which to bless mankind, and happiness would be more readily attained and would be more secure in our keeping if sought in soul. Higher enjoyments alone can satisfy the cravings of immortal man. We cannot circumscribe happiness within the limits of personal sense. To understand that mind is infinite, not bounded by corporeality, not dependent upon the ear and eye for sound or sight, nor upon muscles and bones for locomotion, is a step towards the mind science by which we discern man's nature and existence. When you say man's body is material, I say with Paul, be willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Give up your material belief of mind in matter, and have but one mind, even God, for this mind forms its own likeness. The loss of man's identity through the understanding which science confers is impossible, and the notion of such a possibility is more absurd than to conclude that individual musical tones are lost in the origin of harmony. Personality is not the individuality of man. Through spiritual sense, you can discern the heart of divinity and thus begin to comprehend in science the generic term man. The material body and mind are temporal, but the real man is spiritual and eternal. The identity of the real man is not lost, but found through this explanation. For the conscious infinitude of existence and of all identity is thereby discerned and remains unchanged. It is impossible that man should lose aught that is real when God is all and eternally his. Immortal, spiritual man alone represents the truth of creation. When mortal man blends his thoughts of existence with the spiritual and works only as God works, he will no longer grope in the dark and cling to earth because he has not tasted heaven. What then is the material personality which suffers, sins, and dies? It is not man, the image and likeness of God, but man's counterfeit, the inverted likeness, the unlikeness called sin, sickness, and death. Immortal, spiritual man alone represents the truth of creation. When mortal man blends his thoughts of existence and works with the spirit, blends his thoughts of existence with the spiritual and works only as God works, he will no longer grope in the dark and cling to earth because he has not tasted heaven. A sinning earthly mortal is not the reality of life, nor the medium through which truth passes to earth. God, is God a physical personality? Spirit is not physical. The belief that a material body is man is a false conception of man. The time has come for a finite conception of the infinite and of a material body as the seat of mind to give place to a diviner sense of intelligence and its manifestations, to the better understanding that science gives of the supreme being or divine principle and idea. Christian Science strongly emphasizes the thought that God is not corporeal, but incorporeal, that is, bodiless. Mortals are corporeal, but God is incorporeal. As the words person and personal are commonly and ignorantly employed, they often lead, when applied to deity, to confused and erroneous conceptions of divinity and its distinction from humanity. If the term personality, as applied to God, means infinite personality, then God is infinite person, in the sense of infinite personality, but not in the lower sense. An infinite mind in a finite form is an absolute impossibility. The term individuality is also open to objections, because an individual may be one of a series, one of many, as an individual man, an individual horse, whereas God is one, not one of a series, but one alone and without an equal. God is spirit. Therefore, the language of spirit must be and is spiritual. Christian Science attaches no physical nature and significance to the supreme being or his manifestation. Mortals alone do this. Tyranny, intolerance, and bloodshed, wherever found, arise from the belief that the infinite is formed after the pattern of mortal personality, passion, and impulse. The theory of three persons in one God, that is, a personal trinity or triunity, suggests polytheism rather than the one ever-present I am. God is individual and personal in a scientific sense, but not in any anthropomorphic sense. Therefore, man reflecting God cannot lose his individuality, but as material sensation or a soul in the body, blind mortals do lose sight of spiritual individuality. Material personality is not realism. It is not the reflection or likeness of spirit, the perfect God. Sensualism is not bliss, but bondage. For true happiness, man must harmonize with his principle, divine love. The Son must be in accord with the Father, in conformity with Christ. According to divine science, man is, in a degree, as perfect as the mind that forms him. In proportion to his purity is man perfect, and perfection is the order of celestial being, which demonstrates life in Christ, life's spiritual ideal. This concludes the readings.